No, I'm not for sale.
Welcome back to the Stampede Blue Colts Cast. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. And today, we're doing something a little different. We had the mailbag call out on Stampede Blue the other day, and we've gotten some early submissions. So instead of waiting until next Saturday to do it in article form, I decided to go ahead and answer the few that we got up front and right away and kind of get this ball rolling, do a little mailbag edition of the podcast. And so that's what we're doing today. I will have another show on Monday. It's a great guest. We're going to have on somebody, and I'm not going to like divulge who it is quite yet, but it is somebody in the medical field who's going to go through Luck and Gether's injuries with us and kind of break it down in layman's terms so that even you and I can get it. Because, you know, all the stuff we're hearing nationally, you know, we don't really know the medical issues behind all of it. We just know if there is or there isn't a timetable for Luck, what is Gether's long-term health risks, so on and so forth. So if you guys have any questions for that, you can email me stampedemailbag@gmail.com and I will ask the guest all of those questions. Also, I put something out on Twitter. You can do it there as well. Fill up that thread with that if you like to. But either way, we're going to have some great questions, hopefully from you guys and from myself. And we'll get some great answers because I'm excited about this because I want to know more. I want to know what the real layman's term issues are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited for that. That'll be on Monday's show. So I'm really looking forward to it. For right now, we're going to do this mailbag. Like I said, we've got a few, like I said, submissions, and we're going to go ahead and go through them. First email is somebody who does not want to be named, so we'll just go ahead and call them Jane for now. I've heard Andrew Luck appears to have lost weight and muscle since surgery, evidently because he obviously was limited physically. Is this true? Yes, it is true. I can't remember exactly how much he lost, but you've seen pictures of him, and you almost felt like they were doctored because he had lost so much weight. And it's not like 30 or 40 pounds. I would say it's more along the lines of 15, and a lot of it, like you said in your question, was muscle mass, and that's something that's going to happen. That's natural. That's also going to be a part of his healing process, rehab process, you know, being able to move that shoulder, I would guess. Now, I'm not a doctor or in the medical field, but this is, I think, common sense rehabilitation thoughts. So he's going to have to be able to lift weights, you know, to be able to get that arm and that shoulder back to where it was. That's going to take time to get that muscle back. And if you can't lift really, I mean, he could lift with his left arm, you know, or whatever you want, dumbbells or just whatever, stuff like that. But what really would be the point in that? I mean, maybe he is, maybe he's not, but I, as far as for the shoulder that's injured, that all is going to take time. Not only is it going to take him a while to be able to throw and to actually be able to get that shoulder not to be sore when he's throwing, but it's going to take a while for him to actually build that muscle back. I would assume that he's doing some sort of rotational therapy, range of motion and stuff like that, just to get it responding to the rest of his body, the movements and stuff like that, because that's important as well. So this is a kind of a two-part question. The other question was, how would you rate the Indy Stars coverage of the Colts? Who is your favorite writer? I will be honest. When I look at stories that aren't news, I'm kind of like that guy who falls for clickbait a little bit. I want to see if I don't know about something. Typically, it's going to be, you know, given on email, and we'll be putting it out on Stampede Blue. But if it's a newsy type story, that will be the only thing that I read. That will be something, because I want to be up to date on what's going on, obviously a reputable source and stuff like that. But if it's somebody who's like breaking down a defensive scheme or something, I will not read it, because I don't want, being a writer, I don't want it to affect what I write about. I don't want to pull anything from anybody else's notes or anything like that. But as far as how they cover the team and how you know, the guys go, like Doyle and Zach Kiefer, I really enjoy those two. I would say I've read those two the most. I enjoy how they write. They have a really cool structure. They have really good process behind their writing skills, and I enjoy it because they tell stories well. And that's ultimately what you want, I guess, in a writer as a reader. I like to be able to be told a story and to actually be interested in the story, you know. And I know that attention spans are short now, and you can't really get too long form with a lot of people when they want to see that clickbait stuff or that 30-word article that basically getting right down to business, this is what it is, and move on. But I like the way those two write. I don't always agree with them or anything like that, but I like the way they write, whether it's Colts or otherwise. So I would probably have to say them, because just like anybody else, I don't read those two when they are breaking down some part of the Colts game. That's just my process, I guess. So it's just something that I do. But I enjoy the way those two write. I think they do a good job, and I enjoy writing them. I think a lot of people, other people do too. They're both smart guys, and both do a pretty good job of breaking stuff down when they do, and what the ones that I have seen. So thank you for the question, Jane. And let's move on. We got one from Ben Pfeiffer. Hi, my name is Ben. I'm a diehard Colts fan from Los Angeles. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on Anthony Walker Jr.? I'm personally very high on him and believe that he is the leader of the Colts that the Colts need and very well could be a Pro Bowler. Right now, I can only go off of what I saw on his tape from Northwestern. I wasn't impressed. I know that everybody talks about what his mental capacity is and how smart he is and that he's a true leader in this stuff. That's all great. And if he's showing more of the physical nature, then that's great too. I haven't seen it. All I've seen is what I looked at of his college tape that I could see. He has a lot of weight fluctuation. That's been widely talked about in a lot of different circles. So the thing was for him is that when his weight's up, he's you know, more powerful against the run game, but slower to react, pretty bad in coverage, and vice versa. When he's a little lighter, he's better in coverage and not so good against the run. The simple fact that his weight fluctuates so much, I don't say worries me, not like legitimately, but it does, is in terms of how he plays the game. We need guys who can do both. And if his weight is so restricted to, or if his game is so restricted to how much he weighs, then that's an issue. And he needs a lot of coaching, as far as I'm concerned. Because even though your weight is one way or the other, you should still be just as reactionary and just as have the ability to read what your key or your assignment is doing, whether it's going out in the flats, if they're coming across the middle, if it's a running back, a tight end, whatever the case may be. I understand that you're going to lose a step or so if you're a little heavier, but just the same, you shouldn't tackle any differently because you're 10 pounds lighter. I mean, I played football myself, and I wasn't that cognizant of my weight. I played how I played, and if it comes down to long-term speed or something like that, then sure. I mean, but this is very noticeable. There are games when you see that he's been very bad against the run or weak and soft tackling and not taking good angles and stuff like that, and then vice versa. I did not honestly see. Much game film at all from him where I was impressed with his coverage skills. I did not see it. In fact, I saw a lot of it where he was really bad. Now, I've not heard any of that from Indianapolis, you know, as far as any, no, obviously they're not talking negatively about one of their draft picks. So you're not going to gauge a lot of that. I think that they feel, everybody who covers the team feels as though the Colts are really high on him. As far as for now, that's great. I need to see him in training camp. I can't wait to see him in training camp. There's a lot of people I can't wait to see. But until we get to see something more concrete, actually see what he's about, how he plays, and what he can really do, I can't have an immediate opinion on him until then. I think there's a lot of speculation in both ways, and a lot of it is in the positive area. So that makes me feel better about the fact that people think so highly of him, that he's a good guy, he's a good ball player. Maybe I just watched a lot of his bad games. I don't know. But for now, my opinion is only what I can gauge from him from what I saw in his college tape, and I didn't like it. I was not impressed with him. I was not impressed with him as a player in really any aspect. I didn't see any consistency, and I want a guy out of that linebacking core. We've had too many middle linebackers that have been really bad in coverage. We can't afford to have that anymore. So I was turned off of him immediately. So thank you for the question, Ben. We'll move on now. This is Dan, and I hope I don't murder this name. Is Gazuski? Sorry, Dan. A few weeks back, the Colts brought in Zachary Orr. He made his scheduled visits, and then there was silence. Do you think his medical checks are holding him up from possibly signing with us, or are there other reasons we don't know about? Ballard was definitely interested and seems to want to add more depth at the middle linebacking core, so what do you believe the holdup is if there are no red flags? I will say this. Yes, I do believe that there are a couple things that were big red flags for him. If it wasn't a medical red flag, to me, they want to find out why so recently he was so willing to give up the game. Okay, that just my opinion. This doesn't mean that it's accurate. This is what you're asking me, and I'm giving you my opinion. My opinion is that if they think that he is medically cleared, that there is a reason that this guy may not love the game or something like that. He's so good last year. It would be crazy. But if they're, you know, if it's not that and it is actually medical issues, yeah, they're obviously, I mean, the dude retired, you know, from football after his best season. So I don't think, I mean, the fact that nobody signed him, I think is the fact that would point more towards medical issues. But I think that both are legit concern. He retired due to what he called his medical issues. And the second thing is if there aren't medical issues that would cause him to retire or that could, you know, legitimately leave him at risk for some severe injury if he continued to play football, especially linebackers. I mean, that's a high impact position for sure, a collision impact without question. But the thing is if those aren't there and they're not like, look, this guy could play. I don't know what the deal was with him medically, but he can play. He's fine. Then that's an issue because they want to know why he was so quick to retire. Does he not love the game? Does he not find it interest? You know, sometimes you guys are human. I am too. When you're doing something, you've done it for a while. You get into a position where you've made a little money maybe, and now all of a sudden you don't find it as interesting in the off season, you know what I'm saying? Or when you're not doing it, it's not something you find something else that interests you, whether it's, you know, just whatever. And you don't really want to go back to that because it's a grind. And being an NFL player is a major grind. These guys need that time off. And when they don't get it, you know, or when they do get it, they probably really appreciate it and need it. Their body needs it. And so going back into that and jumping back into the fire is probably not, with all of these guys, something they really, really want to do. We've actually seen this a lot with a lot of guys in the NFL recently, whether it's from concussions or they just don't want to beat up their body anymore. A lot of these guys have, intelligence. They've gone to good schools. They've come away with degrees and they're looking forward to a normal life. A couple $1 million signing bonus will make anybody who can make $150,000, $200,000 a year in the real world probably, you know, think twice about, you know, killing themselves if they're going to be third string, you know, or whatever as it goes. I'm just spitballing here, but I mean, you can imagine, you understand what I'm getting at. Back to the question here. I'm kind of long-winded. You guys will learn that if you've not listened to me. Those of you that have followed me for the past year and listened to my shows, you understand that. So that's part of the thing here, but there's definite interest. I think there's definite interest from a lot of teams with Orr. He's a big player. He's a good player. He's good in all aspects of the game. He would instantly improve that and be, in my opinion, just based on last year being that although it is a small sample size, he would easily be one of the two starting positions just based on talent. So I think that there's a lot of questions. I don't think it's just medical, but I honestly think that the largest is medical because I think somebody else would have taken a stab on him right now if it was more of a worry about, you know, love of the game type stuff. So those are the three questions that I got for this show, guys. I appreciate you guys listening. Like I said, really small show today, but this is going to be probably something I do maybe every other week. As far as answering your questions, obviously we'll have more to do per show after that. But every other week that I'm not doing this way, I'll end up doing it in written form, put it on an article on the site, and we'll go ahead and do it that way. But this was a quick way for me to get through these initial emails for this time. So thank you guys for asking the questions. Thank you guys. If you want to get in there on the mailbag, do it at stampedemailbag@gmail.com, and we'll go through your answers either on the podcast or in a mailbag article to follow on every Saturday. So this one's coming out on Sunday, but it was simply because I had never intended to do it on the immediate Saturday anyways, with only one day to get some emails in. Also, if you guys want to use the call-in line, it's 574-516-2881. You call in, you leave a voicemail, you have a question, you answer it. I'll answer it on the show. I'll put your voicemail on the show so that you can hear your own voice. I mean, I think that's fun. Interaction is what we're trying to do, guys, with the readers and the listeners. So if you guys haven't been to Stampede Blue in a while, get there to stampedeblue.com. Check out all the work that's being done. Brett Mock, the new managing editor, he's doing a great job. He's got a good vision. It's nice to see this moving seamlessly after Josh Wilson stepped down, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. So thank you guys for joining me, and I'll talk to you guys all on Monday right here on the Stampede Blue Colts Cast.